Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host,
Rob. Damn you, Comcast! Hey, you freaks! Welcome back to the Dollcast. This is Roth, and I'm glad to have you back. Oh, yesterday. I record around 2:30 in the morning, somewhere around that time. It got to be about 2, and I was sitting there on the computer, and all of a sudden, I had no internet. This was yesterday evening. And I didn't know. I was like, oh boy. So I just sat there for a while. I tried release, renew, and the IP config in the command, the console window. I tried rebooting the system, turning the modem off and on, plus the router. And then I tried all that. And then finally I called Comcast and they said there was an outage in the area or there's something interfering and people were working on it at the time and wasn't sure about the time it was going on or something. I didn't pay attention to the whole message. It was pre-recorded. And I was like, well, to hell with it. I'm not recording the Dollcast then. It's, what's the point? I won't be able to get it uploaded by the time I have to go to bed. So, screw it. I instead used my time to mess with one other thing that I rediscovered, which I'll get to later. Check this out. The other day at Walmart, I'm looking around in the $5 bin. And you know what I'm talking about. The movie bin. It has all kinds of movies. A lot of times they're really junk movies. And you see them, you're like, what the hell? Who wants to watch that? Any of these certain movies you see, and okay, no one wants to see this damn movie, or this one, or this one. But then every now and then you see some real gems in there. And I saw this set. It was a set of movies. And it wasn't just any old set. It wasn't like, hey, their regular collections, they have like 4 movies in a box. It wasn't like that. This was a set of 25 movies. Plus a documentary in the $5 bin. And it was all a John Wayne set. Now, I haven't watched a whole lot of John Wayne movies. The most memorable would be the Green Berets. That's my most memorable one from when I was a kid. Sorry, I'm a little bit stuffed up. The weather switched back to cold in this area, so it's going back and forth between hot and cold, and it's screwing me all up. But anyway, I figured I got to scan this. I had to take that John Wayne set over to the price scanners that they have, put it under there, and sure enough, $5 for 25 movies plus a documentary on him. I haven't even had a chance to open it yet or watch anything on it. But my God, I could not pass up that much entertainment for $5. You gotta pick up stuff like that when you see it. Otherwise, I think you're ridiculous. It's like a must. But I'm really excited about that. The only one I recognize of the names on there is McClintock. So, I don't even think I've watched that one. So that should be interesting. I wonder if he says the word pilgrim as much as I've always heard. Anyway, Jeremiah, the other day during Easter, I don't think I mentioned this, he got a Wii Points card. Did I mention this? I don't know. If I'm retelling a story, sorry. But he got a Wii Points card, and if you remember me talking before, I had a Wii Points card, and I got Ninja Gaiden 1 and 3, and then I let him go ahead and get Ocarina of Time, and that was the whole 2,000 points. Well, he got one for Easter of 2,000 points. And since I let him get the 1,000 point one, he gave me I almost feel like I already told you guys this. But whatever. So he let me go ahead and get Ninja Gaiden 2. And he ended up getting Zelda Majora's Mask this time. And he was wondering what to get with his last 500 points. Well, the other day, he wanted to play my Legend of Zelda cart. And, you know, I was like, okay, got it out. And I told him, I said, hey, it doesn't save. The battery's dead in it. But he's like, okay, it's fine. So he played it, and I believe he got through the first dungeon. But, you know, he couldn't save. So I said, well, what about that Legend of Zelda? I'm pretty sure they have it on here. He's like, ooh, good idea. Went on there, and they had Legend of Zelda on Virtual Console, so he grabbed it. I'm not sure if he's played any of it or not, but he has it now. So that's exciting for me, too, because the last time I had to play it to beat it, I had to play through one sitting just to make it happen. So, yeah. Now maybe I'll play it again. Kind of excited about that too. John Wayne, 25 movies, Legend of Zelda and Ninja Gaiden 2 on Virtual Console. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Well, let's talk about some of this dev news real quick. I haven't done too much, but I got that video done. For Tic-Tac-Toe right now, I'm still planning how I'm going to do the computer. I'm planning out how it approaches things. Like, the first step will be to see if there is a spot open where it can win. The next thing would be to check and see if there's a spot where the first player can win on its next move. And so on down the list, you know, is there a spot where the computer's already placed two or one, so that, and if there's two other open spots, like maybe he'll place one there to set himself up for the next, you know. So I it's going to take a little bit more planning. With Tic Tac XO, it was way easy because all I had to do, since everything was based, the computer was perfect, everything was based on the items that you could get from the stalemates against the computer and different ways of beating the computer. And so on this one, there actually has to be an AI that's looking at all the options. So it's going to take a little bit of thinking and programming and et cetera, et cetera. But I did happen to get a hold of Jeremiah yesterday, right before I headed to work, and we recorded the two-player game. So I can get that up there on Blip TV for you, and you can check that out. It's just us playing tic-tac-toe, but you can see how it all works, and I'm not sure how long it lasts, maybe 3 to 5 minutes, something like that, maybe not even that long, but it seemed like it took a little while. There were quite a few stalemates, and then sometimes we would mess up and be like, ah, shoot. You know, I didn't even see that. And then there was even times where I won, and I was like, I didn't even know I was about to win. I was just trying to do something else. I don't know. Jeremiah, I think he won the first two of them. But hold on a second. Cleo! Must be people walking outside by the window. See, if it's not the cats, it's the dog. I mean, these animals are all insane. Let's see. But yeah, so that's where I'm at on Tic-Tac-Toe. Not a whole lot done on it. There's planning on the computer part, but I have this video that you can see. Now, I found, when I was working on that, getting ready to work on that program the other day, the tool for the puzzle game, I happened to look into some of my other projects that I did on VB.net in the past, and I saw something that I totally forgot I made. See, I originally made a palette creator in VB.net, and what it did was you selected your colors, and then you saved a file. And there was something wrong with it. Like, for some reason, the very first bite would always be zero for some reason, and I could not find the bug that was actually causing that. But at some point, and I don't remember doing it, I made a whole new program of this palette creator. And instead of having it output a file, a binary file, I have a text area at the bottom, and when you push get table, and down there at the bottom appears data bytes in table form, set up all ready to go. And there's even like a little place I had talked about that I wanted to have a place on the puzzle tool where you can put in the name of the table. And it even has that. So I must have been thinking, or like in my subconscious somewhere, like I had done that already before, so I had it in my mind to do it like that. So I guess that's what happened. But it's a nice little tool, and it's not everybody could use it, but I'm thinking I might release it on Sunday. Maybe I'll upload a screenshot today so people can see what it looks like and get a general idea. It has empty slots for the background palettes, and then empty slots for the sprite palettes. And then there's the whole NES palette, was it 64 colors or something like that? And what you do is you click on a color, and then you fill in wherever you want the color to go for your palette. And then you, once you get it all filled in, you push get table, and then down at the bottom, all the bytes show up. And then as a matter of fact, after I saw this, I was like, oh man, this is really cool. So I added in a couple little extra things. I added in a clear palette button, so that way, you know, if you wanted to start over and you're like, I don't like this palette, you can just go ahead and clear it out. And then I also added in, if you click on the first, like you take a color, and if you click on the first set of each palette, it'll fill in that color of the first set of each palette, you know, as the transparent color. And I think that's pretty cool. So that's it. It's called MakePal, and that's about it with that. That's all the Sly Dog dev news. All right, before we get out of here, I'm going to talk about something I did today. I was getting ready to remix, I call it, you know, in my head, I call them the NES Tips Remix, even though it's the same NES Tips, but it's just the intro and outro slapped on the, you know, sandwiches the video. And I was sitting there taking a screenshot of the title screen so I could have that for the intro of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, because that's the next NES Tips. So I was sitting there, I took the screenshot, and I was staring at the title screen, and it, you know, it says start on it, and what I do, I push start. I played Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I never have fun with that game. But it was just, it was in the emulator, it was it was loaded up, so I went ahead and did it. And I actually did a lot better than I thought I would. I ended up getting to level 4, but somehow I lost all my energy, and I was better at saving energy before, and I don't know what it was, but somehow I ended up dying. So I'm a lot worse at the game than I was before, but, you know, okay, you know, actually, I have a, go ahead and do a short memory lane. Kick the music.
Random access memory lane.
On the lead up to the NES Tips video of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and shortly before the lead up, actually, I was working on trying to beat that constantly. constantly, and this was when the NES was in the front room of the house that we live in right now. And it was set up on all these cabinets that housed VHS tapes and whatnot. And I had my big blue recliner that we no longer have. It got wore out. But I had the big blue recliner with a little table next to me, you know, having cigarettes, playing the hell out of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And I just keep not beating it. And I was just so frustrated. And when it's something like this, I mean, this was one of those games that was challenging me since I was young, and I could never do it. And I was so pissed off, and I was getting really mad at the game. Well, my buddy Graylin was coming by. I think he had called and said, "Hey, I'm coming by," and I was like, "All right." So he came by, and I'm sitting there playing Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and he comes in. And he sits down, he's like, "What's up, man?" And I had just, like, died or something. I'm like, "Oh, I'm trying to play this fucking game. God, I'm so sick of this." And I'm getting on there. I'm on the last level. These barrels come on, barreling down, nailing me. And I'm having trouble with everything. Just absolutely ridiculously hard. And I was screaming and yelling. And Graylin was just sitting there. And, you know, he wasn't saying anything. Just... And, like, that was for about 5 minutes, you know, and me just getting pissed off at the game. After 5 minutes, he's like, "All right, bro, I'm going to take off." I was like, "Later, dude." And that was it. I don't think I ended up beating it that day. It might have been the next day, but it was shortly thereafter. But that was just something that I always think is really funny, and I thought I'd share that little tidbit with you. All right, wrap up. Memory lane.
Tip of the day.
Press the select button in between rounds once per match to recover energy for Little Mac on Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Tip of the day.
All right, well, we are going to go ahead and get out of here. That's it for the Dogcast tonight. And I hope to see you back here tomorrow, bright and early in the morning, or during the afternoon or late in the evening, whenever you download and listen. So until next time, I hope you do well. Play your games, freaks, and if you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.